chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita as it is. Karma Yoga. In this chapter, Lord Krishna explains to Arjuna that everyone must engage in some sort of activity in this material world. But actions can either bind one to this world or liberate one from it. By acting for the pleasure of the Supreme, without selfish motives, one can be liberated from the law of karma, action and reaction, and attain transcendental knowledge of the Self and the Supreme.
Jayasi setu karmanaste mata buddhi janardana tatkim karmani ghore maam niyojayasi keshava.
Arjuna said, O Janardana, O Keshava, why do you want to engage me in this ghastly warfare if you think that intelligence is better than fruitive work?
Vyamishrenevu vakyena buddhim mohya jivame tadekam vad nishchitya yena shreyo.
My intelligence is bewildered by your equivocal instructions. Therefore, please tell me decisively which will be most beneficial for me.
Loke asmin dvidha nishtha pura prokta mayana jnana yogena sankhyanam karma yogena.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O sinless Arjuna, I have already explained that there are two classes of men who try to realize the Self. Some are inclined to understand it by empirical, philosophical speculation, and others by devotional service.
Na karmana manarambha Neshikarmyam purushashnute Nata sanyasnateva siddhim samadhigachati.
Not by merely abstaining from work can one achieve freedom from reaction, nor by renunciation alone can one attain perfection.
Nahi kaschit kshanmpi jatu tishtati akarmakri karyate hi avashah karma sarvah prakriti jair gune.
Everyone is forced to act helplessly according to the qualities he has acquired from the modes of material nature. Therefore, no one can refrain from doing something, not even for a moment.
Karmendriyani sanyamya yahaste manasasmaran indriyarthan vimudhatma mithyacharah sau.
One who restrains the senses of action, but whose mind dwells on sense objects, certainly deludes himself and is called a pretender.
Yahatu indriyani mansa कर्मयोगं असक्तः सः विशिष्यते.
On the other hand, if a sincere person tries to control the active senses by the mind and begins karma yoga in Krishna consciousness without attachment, he is by far superior.
नियतं कुरु कर्मा त्वं कर्म ज्यायाः हि कर्मणा शरीर्यात्रापि च तेन प्रसिद्धयेत् अकर्मणा.
Perform your prescribed duty, for doing so is better than not working. One cannot even maintain one's physical body without work.
Yagyarthat karmanah anyatr lokah ayam karma bandhana tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangah samachara.
Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work causes bondage in this material world. Therefore, O son of Kunti, perform your prescribed duties for his satisfaction, and in that way, you will always remain free from bondage.
Sahayagyah prajah sishtva पुरा उवाच प्रजापति अनेन प्रसविष्य ध्वं एषः वहस्तु इष्टकामधु.
In the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent forth generations of men and demigods, along with sacrifices for Vishnu, and blessed them, saying, "Be thou happy by this yajna, sacrifice, because its performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation."
Devan bhavyata aninte. देवः भावयन्तु वः परस्परं भावयन्ताः श्रेयाः परं अवापस्य था.
The demigods, being pleased by sacrifice, will also please you, and thus, by cooperation between men and demigods, prosperity will reign for all.
Ishtan bhogan hi vaha deva dasyante yagya bhavita teha dattan apradayae bhya yaha bhunkte sena evasa.
In charge of the various necessities of life, the demigods, being satisfied with performance of yajna, sacrifice, will supply all necessities to you. But he who enjoys such gifts without offering them to the demigods in return is certainly a thief. Yajna shishtashinah
sarve भुञ्जते ते तु अधम पापाः ये पचन्ति आत्मकारणात्.
The devotees of the Lord are released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which is offered first for sacrifice. others who prepare food for personal sense enjoyment, verily eat only sin.
Annat bhavanti bhutani prajanyat anna sambhava yagyat bhakti prajanyah yagyah karma samudbhava.
All living bodies subsist on food grains, which are produced from rains. Rains are produced by performance of yajna, sacrifice, and yajna is born of prescribed duties.
Karma brahmodbhavam vidhi brahma akshara samudbhavam. Tasmat sarvagatam brahma nityam yagye pratisthitam.
Regulated activities are prescribed in the Vedas, and the Vedas are directly manifested from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, the all-pervading transcendence is eternally situated in acts of sacrifice.
Evam parvartitam chakram na anuvartyati huyaha aghayuha indriya ramaha mogham partha saha jivati.
Dear Arjuna, one who does not follow in human life the cycle of sacrifice thus established by the Vedas certainly leads a life full of sin. Living only for the satisfaction of the senses, such a person lives in vain.
Yaha tu atmrati haev sya atmatriptaha cha manava. Atmani hevcha santushtaha tasya karyam na vidyate.
But for one who takes pleasure in the self, whose human life is one of self-realization, and who is satisfied in the self only, fully satiated, for him there is no duty.
Naev tasya kriten arthah na akriten ih kashchana na cha asye sarvabhuteshu kaschit arthavyapashreyah.
Self-realized man has no purpose to fulfill in the discharge of his prescribed duties, nor has he any reason not to perform such work, nor has he any need to depend on any other living being.
Tasmat asaktah satatam karyam karma samachara asaktah hi acharan karma param aapnoti purusha.
Therefore, without being attached to the fruits of activities, one should act as a matter of duty, for by working without attachment, one attains the supreme.
Karmana ev hi santiddhim asthitaha janaka daya lok sangraham eva pi sampashyan kartum alhasi.
Kings, such as Janaka, attained perfection solely by performance of prescribed duties. Therefore, just for the sake of educating people in general, you should perform your work.
Yat yat acharati seshtaha tat tat eva itarha janaha sa yat pramanam kurute lokah tat anuvartate.
Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues.
Name parthasti kartavyam trishu lokeshu kinchana na anvaptam avaptavyam varte ev chakarmani.
O son of Pritha, there is no work prescribed for me within all the three planetary systems. Nor am I in want of anything, nor have I need to obtain anything. And yet, I am engaged in prescribed duties.
Yadi hi aham na varteyam jatu karmani atindrita. Mamvartam anuvartante manushyah parth sarvasha.
For if I ever failed to engage in carefully performing prescribed duties, O Partha, certainly all men would follow my path.
Utsideyu ime loka kuryam karma chetaham sankarasya cha karta syam upanyam ima praja.
If I did not perform prescribed duties, all these worlds would be put to ruination. I would be the cause of creating unwanted population, and I would thereby destroy the peace of all living beings.
Saktah karmani avidvansah yatha kurvanti bharata kuryat vidvan tatha asaktah chikishuhalok sangraham.
As the ignorant perform their duties with attachment to results, the learned may similarly act, but without attachment, for the sake of leading people on the right path.
Na buddhi bhetam janiyet agyanam karma sangina joshyet sarv karmani vidvan yuktah samacharan.
So as not to disrupt the minds of ignorant men attached to the fruitive results of prescribed duties, a learned person should not induce them to stop work. Rather, by working in the spirit of devotion, he should engage them in all sorts of activities for the gradual development of Krishna consciousness.
Prakriteha kriyamanani guneha karma. Ahankar vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate.
The spirit soul, bewildered by the influence of false ego, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by the three modes of material nature.
Tattvavittu Mahabaho Gunakarma Vibhagayo Gunaha Guneshu Vartante Iti Matva Na Sajjate.
One who is in knowledge of the Absolute Truth, O Mighty Armed, does not engage himself in the senses and sense gratification, knowing well the differences between work and devotion and work for fruitive results.
Prakriteha guna sammoodha sajante guna kalmasu tan akrit sanviddha mandan krit sanvitna vichalaye.
Bewildered by the modes of material nature, the ignorant fully engage themselves in material activities and become attached. But the wise should not unsettle them, although these duties are inferior due to the performer's lack of knowledge.
Mai sarvani karmani sanyasye adhyatma chetusa Nirashi hi nirmama bhutva yudhyasva vigata dvara.
Therefore, O Arjuna, surrendering all your works unto me, with full knowledge of me, without desires for profit, with no claims to proprietorship, and free from lethargy, fight.
Ye me matam idam nityam anutishanti manava shraddhavantah anusuyantah mucyante te pi karma bhi.
Those persons who execute their duties according to my injunctions and who follow this teaching faithfully without envy become free from the bondage of fruitive actions. But those who, out of envy, disregard these teachings and do not follow them are to be considered bereft of all knowledge, be fooled and ruined in their endeavors for perfection.
Sadrishyam cheshtate svasya prakriteha jnanavanapi prakritim yanti bhutani nigraha kim karishyati.
Even a man of knowledge acts according to his own nature, for everyone follows the nature he has acquired from the three modes. What can repression accomplish?
Indriyasye indriyasye arthe rag dvesho vyavasthito yunavasham agathe tohi asye paripantino.
There are principles to regulate attachment and aversion pertaining to the senses and their objects. one should not come under the control of such attachment and aversion, because they are stumbling blocks on the path of self-realization.
Shreyan swadharmah vigunah pardharmat svanushtitah swadharme nidhanam sheyah pardharmah bhayavah.
It is far better to discharge one's prescribed duties, even though faulty, than another's duties perfectly. Destruction in the course of performing one's own duty is better than engaging in another's duties, for to follow another's path is dangerous.
Hatken prayuktah ayam papam charati purusha anichannapi vasaneya balati niyojita.
Arjuna said, O descendant of Vishnu, by what is one impelled to sinful acts, even unwillingly, as if engaged by force?
Kamesha krodha esha rajoguna samudhava mahashana mahapapa vidhyenam ih vairinam.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, it is lust only, Arjuna, which is born of contact with the material mode of passion and later transformed into wrath, and which is the all-devouring, sinful enemy of this world.
Dhumena aviyate vahaniha yatha darshaha malenucha yatha ulben avritta garbhaha tatha tenidam avritam.
As fire is covered by smoke, as a mirror is covered by dust, or as the embryo is covered by the womb, the living entity is similarly covered by different degrees of this lust.
Avrittam jnanam atenu jnaninah nityavairina kamarupen kaunteya dushpuren analenucha.
Thus the wise living entity's pure consciousness becomes covered by his eternal enemy in the form of lust, which is never satisfied and which burns like fire.
Indriyani manah buddhi asya adhisthanam uchyate eteha vimohyati eshah jnanam avritya dehinam.
Senses, the mind, and the intelligence are the sitting places of this lust. Through them, lust covers the real knowledge of the living entity and bewilders him.
Tasmatvam indriyani adoniyamye bhartarshabhu papmanam prajahihenam jnan vijnan nashanam.
Therefore, O Arjuna, best of the Bharatas, in the very beginning, curb this great symbol of sin, lust, by regulating the senses and slay this destroyer of knowledge and self-realization.
Indriyani parani ahu indriyebhyah param mana manasah tu para buddhi yah buddheh parata tu sa
the working senses are superior to dull matter. Mind is higher than the senses. Intelligence is still higher than the mind. And he, the soul, is even higher than the intelligence.
Evam buddheha param buddhva sanstabhya atmanam atmana jahi shatrum mahabaho
Thus, knowing oneself to be transcendental to the material senses, mind and intelligence, O mighty armed Arjuna, one should steady the mind by deliberate spiritual intelligence, Krishna consciousness, and thus, by spiritual strength, conquer this insatiable enemy known as lust. Thus ends chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita as it is.